that the Chofetz Chaim saw soldiers, he was in his 80s, in the Russian army, and he wrote books, Machane Yisrael, on this, who didn't have food, didn't have kosher food. And he said, I need to make a Karen in order to befarnish them so we can send them kosher meals in the army. He traveled to Rav Chaim Eizer, and everyone was encouraging him, don't go, you're in your 80s, you can't do this, we're in Russia. It is not a simple matter for anyone, especially an 80-year-old man, to travel all the way to Rav Chaim Eizer to get help and funds with this issue. Chofetz Chaim did not listen to them, and he went. He went to Rav Chaim Eizer. Chaim Eizer, of course, Chofetz Chaim comes in, gives him his full attention, clears everything, and he tells him about the issue. He presses how important it is that we have to help these soldiers. Chaim Eizer says, listen, I have so many needs at the forefront. So many pressing matters. I'm sorry, this isn't something I can deal with. Chofetz Chaim says, listen, when I die after 120 years, I'm going to go up to heaven. They're going to ask me, Yisrael Meir, did you care about the Yidden who didn't have kosher food in the army? Did you care about those who couldn't eat with Kedusha and Tahara? And I'm going to say, I was an 80-year-old man. I was frail. I was weak. All my energies were spent helping Klal Yisrael. But I said, I have to help them. And I went to the Gadol Hador. I went to Rav Chaim Eizer and I did my efforts. And he said something to the effect of, and what will you say? Chaim Eizer took the lesson and he cleared the town schedule. He brought everyone in and made a meeting and raised the funds for this unbelievable event and unbelievable service to the Jewish people. What was the Chofetz Chaim doing? Why did he do this? It was so that he could have grandeur. It was so that he could get respect. He had more respect than we could ever imagine. He was the quintessential example of someone who ran away from honor and received it in every single sense. What did he get out of this? He got nothing for himself. He was purely a kli, a vessel, itzin or a pipe, to bring schusim down to downtrodden Yidden. This was his whole entire essence, his reality, his whole entire vision of life was how can I affect other Jews? How can I save them? How can I help them? There's a fire out there and I have to put it out. I have to stop the veirs and I have to bring in the mitzvahs. He traveled when 80 years old. There was no kaychas of a human being. He was using heavenly kaychas. This is about the avos, that they were makavah l'shechina. That's what gave them their life force. What is a kayin? What was Aaron a kayin? The Meshech Chachma explains in Parshat Tzav that Aaron a kayin, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you would think he's in the highest place, in the highest time, what does he think about? Most of us would think, I have to get in a few tefillos for myself. I have to daven for my family, my kids. What did Aaron a kayin? What was he doing? The Meshech Chachma says he went in for one purpose. To show that the Nishmas Yisrael, that the soul of the Jewish person, is plugged in like a mikveh to fresh water to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings the ultimate kapara, the ultimate atonement, the ultimate connection for the Jewish person. That's why Aaron went to Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the pinnacle of his avodah. And it was a revealing that every avodah that he had was for that purpose, was to help the Jewish nation. What is a kohen? A kohen is someone who is not for himself and is only for others. This is what a kohen is. This is what Aaron HaKohen was. And this was the Chofetz Chaim, the Gadol HaDor. This is who he was.